Restoring My Soul, Tuesday, the 5th of October, the Offering of Yahweh. Each person of the Godhead laid their life down by Eternal Spirit to bring their covenant purpose to pass. The Son emptied Himself to become the Father's Son, and the Holy Spirit laid His life down to become the helper of the Father and Son. The Father laid His life down by giving to the Son the fullness of His own expression as Father. Yahweh's Son became the full expression of the Father when He was begotten as the Son of God by the word of the Father, who said, "You are My Son, today I have begotten you." This birthing action was by the Holy Spirit. When the Father said, "Today I have begotten you," the Holy Spirit, who had laid His life down to reveal the Father as the life of God, brought the Spirit of the Father to the identity of the Son, causing Him to be born anew as the Son of God. The portion of the Father's Spirit, which the Son received through the Holy Spirit, is the seed and names of every Son of God who would ever be brought to birth through the Gospel. By this begetting action, the Son became the Word and seed of the Father. Furthermore, having received the fullness of the Spirit, the heavenly body of the Son became the heavenly temple, which is composed of living stones. These living stones are the sons whom the Father has named in the Son. The fellowship of Yahweh and their everlasting covenant is the focal point of the Gospel. Jesus implored Philip to believe this message or to believe the works that revealed this message. The Apostle Paul explained that the work of creation revealed the Godhead and their covenant initiative towards man. The references used in today's devotions are Philippians chapter 2 verses 5 to 7, John chapter 14 verse 16, Hebrews chapter 1 verses 1 to 3, John chapter 16 verse 15, Hebrews chapter 1 verse 5, Hebrews chapter 3 verse 7, John chapter 6 verse 63, John chapter 1 verses 1 and 14, 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 16, Ephesians chapter 2 verses 20 to 22, 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 5, and Romans chapter 1 verse 20. For further study, Ephesians chapter 2.